For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
In the last year of Taliban rule, Afghanistan opium production was 185 tons. 3 years into the ongoing U.S. occupation, Afghanistan opium output had surged an astonishing 23-fold to 4,200 tons and is now the source of nearly 90% of the world's heroin. In response to newly announced counter-narcotics programs and reflecting growing anti-occupation sentiment, violence and lawlessness are rapidly escalating in Afghanistan. Last Sunday, a remote-control bomb killed three Afghan anti-drug police and wounded two more. Battles this week between government and rebel forces have been the bloodiest in 9 months. Violence against women is also increasing. This week, three Afghan women were found raped, hanged, and dumped along a roadside with a warning not to work for foreign relief organizations. Also, a 25-year-old Afghan woman was recently stoned to death for adultery. This is the first such incident reported since America began its Afghan occupation in 2001. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
This week in drug war history, May 9, 2001. Attorney General John Ashcroft testifies at a hearing that the Justice Department has no higher priority than preventing terrorism. But a day later, the department issues guidance for developing the fiscal year 2003 budget that makes reducing the incidence of gun violence and reducing the trafficking of illegal drugs the priority objectives. May 10, 2001. President Bush nominates John P. Walters as America's new drug czar. May 11, 2000. The Arellano Felix brothers are charged with 10 counts of drug trafficking, conspiracy, money laundering, and aiding and abetting violent crimes. The U.S. State Department offers a $2 million reward for information leading to their arrest and conviction. May 12, 1998. A short op-ed advertisement by ACLU Executive Director Ira Glasser appears in the New York Times, titled "Marijuana or Martinis?" This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Drug Czar John Walters.
To make an argument that because we already have a problem containing something that we have, for better or worse, decided to contain, we ought to uncontain all the other problems given what we see about marijuana, is, I believe, not responsible.
We'll break their backs, gouge out their eyes, their evil hearts will pulverize.
Oh, wacky day, oh, wacky day.
Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.